Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Time for our Friday food feature, and this morning, Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu joins us. Louisa, good morning. It's nice to talk about restaurant openings when we talked about so many closings during and post-pandemic, and there's a new pasta project by a couple of award-winning chefs. Let's start with that. What's the story on this place?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so Mano a Mano hasn't even opened yet. I got the scoop from award-winning chefs Xing Chen and Doug Saltis, who have got Andrew's Taverna in Logan Square, the Greek restaurant, and their steakhouse, Asador Bastian, their Basque steakhouse in River North. And right next to Andrew's in Logan Square, they've been working on this secret pasta project. You know, for them, they kind of call it like a personal pasta and wine joint, but it is stunning. And I'm kind of calling it like a new walnut room. I mean, if you see the interiors by our photographer, Terrence Antonio James, they're beautiful, modern, sleek, and they're going to be doing handmade pastas, of course, desserts by Chef Chen. And she's going to be featuring her favorite thing to eat in Italy, called amaretti. So we may have seen those around town at Italian bakeries. They're like this soft, open piece of bread, and then just like filled, impossibly full, with cream. And she's starting with this raspberry and rose cream flavored amaretti. They're going to have a coffee program, brunch, patio seating, when weather permits. It's a little cloudy right now, but we can look forward to that.
Yeah, 2534 North Milwaukee Avenue for that. And a couple of weeks ago, a Cambodian fine dining restaurant opened up, and it's in Rogers Park. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so not just one Cambodian restaurant, but two. We've become like this Cambodian restaurant central here in Chicago. Chef Mona Sang, who was a James Beard Award finalist, reopened her restaurant, her Cambodian fine dining restaurant, Kamai. She closed the original, moved it to a different location, the same neighborhood, Rogers Park, as you mentioned. And then, surprise, she opened a more casual restaurant called Kwan Kamai right next door. The latter is walk-in only, and she's offering street food, like these lemongrass beef skewers. But next door, it's still reservations only, and they go out fast. And most importantly, she's brought back Mai's egg rolls, which is mom's egg rolls, her Cambodian egg rolls, which maybe everyone loves the most.
Yeah, yeah. I can't have too many egg rolls.
That's
6580 North Sheridan Road. Now to the south side, and tell us what's happening in the Pilsen neighborhood at Thalia Hall.
Yeah, so we know that, you know, like three restaurants closed in there, and the restaurant group that owns it actually partnered up with another James Beard Award-winning team of a taqueria that's on the north side, and the new place is called Mariscos San Pedro, and they're doing these beautiful, interesting seafood dishes. I haven't gone yet because, of course, they just opened on June 21st, really, like all the places. But they've got these tostadas with kombucha tuna and uni, and then also wood-fired, which is like the big trend has been wood-fired, as you know, Bob, of course,
yeah.
Seafood platters. And so that all looks pretty amazing. And, of course, flan for dessert. I'm big into desserts.
1227 West 18th Street. Let's talk about this grand opening that'll be going on later today, 3LP in, is that in Bridgeport?
Yeah. So a well-known Bridgeport location that was last the short-lived herbivore vegan restaurant, and then previously pizza, fried chicken, ice cream, which is kind of moved out to the suburbs to become Kim Uncle's Pizza. But 3LP is the restaurant formerly known as Three Little Pigs Shy by Chinese-American chef and owner Henry, who was originally just working as a ghost kitchen in Humboldt Park. So this is his first own bricks and mortar space, and he's been working on his beautiful pink fried rice, of course, barbecue pork, Chinese-style barbecue pork, and then some new dishes, including new noodles and dessert, which, again, I'm really big into, Bob.
And I know you're also big into extraordinary French, American, and Asian pastries in Chicago. So let's get to dessert. We'll talk about that bakery and the best ice cream around here with the Chicago Tribune food critic, Louisa Chu. When we saw the Chicago Tribune headline, here's the scoop, 25 Chicago spots for ice cream and cool sweet treats to beat the heat this summer, we had to ask Louisa Chu, Tribune food critic, to join us and highlight a few of these places. Let's start with the place for the world's smallest cone. This sounds great. Sideshow Gelato. Tell us about it, Louisa.
Right. So this is a team effort that I'm sure is really, not envied by so many people, where our team went all around the city and suburbs to try all kinds of our favorite ice creams. And the world's smallest cone I found at Sideshow Gelato, which is a magical, mysterious ice cream shop in Anderson, or in the Lincoln Square area. And it is this tiny cone, which is maybe about the length of my thumb, like a pointed sugar style cone. And I chose a flavor that is called What Is It flavor. Don't call it a mystery flavor. And if you guess the flavor after you taste it, don't say it out loud, because they will ask you to leave. And it's a place you don't really want to leave. It's so much fun. It's terrific. It's surprising. And that particular gelato is vegan and, silky, luscious. And, again, that surprise, What Is It flavor. For sure, try it, but don't tell anyone what it is.
Sounds like an entertaining place, 4819 Northwestern Avenue. I'm not familiar with Superman ice cream, but you grew up in Michigan, and you know all about this, don't you?
Actually, I didn't grow up. It was actually my colleague, Ahmed Ali Alfar, who grew up in Michigan and said that it was his favorite of all flavors in Michigan. But I had actually tasted the flavor at Pizza Mata in Logan Square. And, we talked about that, and I said, wait a minute. If you're saying that this was your favorite flavor, like how could anyone pick a favorite flavor ever? I said, you've got to go to this one place, because it's really not a Chicago thing. And so they have, of course, wonderful pizza at Pizza Mata. I wrote about their tavern-style pizza. They have one flavor of ice cream. That's all. And so Chef Jason Vincent created that. And so the assessment of it is that it's kind of a grown-up version, because they use ricotta in the Superman ice cream, which is usually a kid's flavor, which kind of is sort of marshmallowy, bubblegummy. But I tasted it too, and it's definitely a little bit more of a sophisticated flavor that will bring you back to a childhood that you didn't know you had.
3211 Armitage, is it, for that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. And you know what? Can you get shaved ice like you can in Hawaii here? I guess you folks found a place, didn't you?
Right, if only, for sure. So there are some wonderful shaved ice around town, shaved ices. But it was my colleague Lauren Azu who tried the shaved ice at Ohana Ice and Treats. And shaved ice, as we know, there's different kinds of shaved ice around the world, but the Hawaiian ones are particularly colorful and really kind of that fruity flavor. She chose a mix of flavors, Tiger's Blood and Bahama Mama flavors. You can also add what's called a snow cap, which is when you pour, when they pour, sweetened condensed milk or condensed milk on top to give it kind of a more luscious texture. And I got to tell you that Lauren did tell me that afterwards it turned her mouth red. So just be forewarned in case you're going to go try those flavors.
1800 West 103rd Street. And why did you love the Sweet Rabbit Bakery so much in Roscoe Village?
You know, I so loved it, Bob, because the baker and owner, Andrew Chang, has such beautiful, thoughtful pastries that the first time you take a bite, it is going to crackle and sparkle like fireworks. You're not going to believe just like how much texture you can get from a bite of golden pastry. And then later, when you learn about the kind of grains that he goes out of his way to use from Janie's Mill, where they specialize in artisan heirloom flours, I mean, it's really kind of ridiculously special that you can get that amazing kind of pastry for breakfast or lunch. I mean, he closes early, and he sells out fast. So it was really stunning. And his fan favorite is this ham and cheese rye croissant, where he kind of based that on his ideas of, like, delis and, you know, French cafes and Midwestern farms. And it is so cute.
We're there.
So it's... Yeah, delicious. What's not to love?
2159 West Belmont. All the listings at Chicago Tribune's website, including a great soul food recommendation from Louisa Chu. Thanks. Have a great day. Happy weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.